You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to The Wire. Keeping on topic, we all know about the pros and cons of modern technologies, and we've all heard of the buzzwords such as NFTs, AI, crypto, etc. But do we really know what financial technology is and how prevalent it is in our daily lives? I spoke to Dr. Chanel Julie from the University of Auckland about financial technology, or the fintech frontier. How are innovative technologies utilized for financial services?
The global financial economy is changing, as well as in New Zealand. Over the past decade or so, we've seen a huge rise in several financial innovations, including crypto services or decentralized finance, open banking, which is the sharing of data by clients, banking with traditional commercial banks. We've seen a rise in microfinance, so credit services, as well as retail investing. So this is when smaller investors, mom and pop style investors, get access to trading shares in ways that they wouldn't have traditionally been able to.
And can you explain to me how you can see financial technology benefiting New Zealand specifically?
So New Zealand has long been characterized by quite a particular banking environment. We have a handful of very large foreign-owned banks, and many people have grown worried over the years that the banking sector is not as competitive as perhaps it could be, which perhaps is limiting the best outcomes for people like you and me. So a lot of the innovations that are starting to enter into the New Zealand market are doing so to try and free up the flow of money from people who have it to people who want it in ways that can improve financial inclusion, so allow people to gain access to credit in ways that they wouldn't have otherwise been able to. And this may lead to better outcomes for everyone, but I should caution that, as with any innovation, there are both benefits and risks, and so regulators need to be especially careful with financial products, because financial literacy is also quite a big issue in New Zealand and in the world in general.
Can you elaborate and tell me about any concerns you have about the uprise in financial technology?
So one thing that I would really caution is the rapid introduction of new products. So one example is the rise in retail investing. So we saw during the COVID period, when many people were sitting around at home, very entrepreneurial innovators released these apps. Sharesies is one example, which allowed people access to trade financial products at very low cost. And there was very low barriers to entry for households. But I caution that without a lot of investment into education and financial literacy, these kinds of people are much more vulnerable to scams, to the rise of very aggressive investments in what we call meme stocks, which can be subject to a large degree of volatility. And when people are putting, you know, all of their retirement savings into these kinds of products, it can lead to huge losses and very bad outcomes for vulnerable groups of people. And so it's up to regulators like the FMA to invest in financial literacy, but also, of course, it's our own responsibility to become digitally savvy, to become financially savvy, and to hold accountable the providers of these services to make sure that our data is safe and that we're not being exposed to increasingly sophisticated cybercrime.
Okay, I know this is quite a hot topic at the moment. Do you think that AI plays a role in this, whether it's negative or positive?
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, AI, we're still all struggling to understand the true reach of AI and its capabilities. And, you know, this landscape is changing very, very quickly. But I certainly don't think that finance will be excluded from the reach of AI. And in fact, we're already seeing machine learning being used extensively in finance. So there's robo-investing. Machine learning technology has been used to make trades in stocks. And I think it's only a matter of time before financial services and retail services catch up to the extent where you might be, providing your portfolio and your finances to an AI investment consultant who may be, making trades on your behalf. I think that's actually already happening. Not everyone is aware of that, and its reach is probably going to expand. Now, whether that's a good or a bad thing, I think with a lot of innovation, there are pros and cons. I think it can lead to wider access, perhaps, to those who traditionally wouldn't have been able to enter into these markets. But the risk is that because AI trading can increase the speed of trades, that can lead to a lot more volatility than perhaps we've seen in the past. And as we've seen in the recent period where the Trump tariffs have taken effect, financial markets respond very strongly to that, which can lead to large losses for those who don't manage their finances carefully.
And what do you think can be done to ensure that people's use is regulated or to ensure that people don't misuse it?
So this comes back to, I think, two points that I'd really like to push, which is for heightened financial literacy and heightened digital literacy. So it's both the responsibility of us as a New Zealand population to invest in upskilling ourselves, but also on the regulators to ensure that the checks and balances are there so that the providers don't have unfettered access to some of our data, which can lead to heightened risk of misuse. So I would really push on our regulators to accept that the digitization of finance is here to stay and to the broader public to perhaps open themselves up to some of these new products, to learn about them, but in a cautious way so as to minimize being subject to the increasing cybercrime that we're also seeing.
And before we wrap up, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I think that underpinning a lot of our financial system is the idea of trust. Trust is really what is behind the handover of money from those who have it to those who want it. And to ensure that trust in our financial system is maintained, we really need to have credible and accountable institutions, being, the private providers of financial services and regulators who hold those services accountable.
That was Dr. Chanel Julie on the digitization of finance. Chanel also invites us to a panel discussion called Trust in Finance and the Rise of FinTech, which will be taking place at the University of Auckland on Thursday.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.